Commissioner Matt?
Peace to our brothers and sisters this morning.
我们一起来看几处圣经。
Let us turn to several passages of scripture.
好处是在出埃及记25章。
Exodus 25.
这地方我们已经读过几次了哈。
We have read this portion several times already.
出埃及记25章第1节第2节。
Exodus 25 verses 1 and 2.
耶和华小谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”Then
the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution."
那底下就记载神所要收的礼物有哪些东西呢？
And then it lists the contribution that they should raise.
这些呢是神所需要的，为了建造会幕的一些材料。These
are the materials that God needs to build the tabernacle.
第8节、第9节。8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
According to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
那底下就神就在那边说到帐幕有怎么样的样式，那其中一切器具它到底是怎么样的样式。
And then lists the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture.
我们再翻到罗马书。
Romans.
第12章
12
这是我们很熟悉的经节
A familiar passage to us
罗马书12章第1节第2节
Romans 12 and 2
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
Therefore I urge you brethren by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫人查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
那第3节以后呢，就讲到。 我们在神的教会当中，当怎样侍奉，按着神所赐给我们恩赐，咱们怎样侍奉。
And then from verse 3 on, it tells about the grace given by God so that we would know how to serve in the church.
讲到我们在地上的一种生活。
It talks about how we would live on the earth.
我们最后再翻到彼得前书。
Finally,
第二章,
1 Peter 2.
彼得前书第2章第5节。
Verse 5. First Peter 2:5. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood. To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we are gathered before you in your presence. Whenever we come to your presence, we have a heart willing to know your will.
借着你所启示出来的话，再次借着圣灵来启示在我们心中。
According to your word, that you would once again have your spirit revealed to us.
我想知道今天如何生活在地上来得你的喜悦。
That while we live on earth, we would follow your will.
主，感谢你，我们都是蒙恩的儿女。
We thank you that we are all children of God.
你呼召我们，拯救我们，就是为了来侍奉。 你自己。
You have called us out so that we may serve you.
你总求你把你心意向我们打开。
We ask that you would open your will to us.
好像能按着你心意，按着你所喜悦的服事来跟从你。
That according to your will, we would serve you.
叫我们成为一个智慧的明白主的旨意。
That we be a people of wisdom to understand who you are.
好像所有服事能够蒙到你的悦纳。
That all our service would be acceptable to you.
我们这样祷告，真的靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We will continue talking about the building up of the church. We have talked about what is the church, what's the meaning of the church. This is a foundational truth, but a very important truth.
因为只有我们知道教会的意义是什么，我们才知道为什么我们在这里要聚会。
Only if you know the meaning of the church, the purpose of the church, that's why we'll know why we gather.
为什么我们在这里有服事？我们为什么在这里有更多追求
？Why do we have service? Why do we want to pursue the Lord?
这是神借的圣经里面说到教会的意义，所要让我们明白的。
And that's why we want to know the meaning of the church through the word. When we talk of the church, about the church, we'll talk about Christ. Only if we have Christ, then we'll have the church. Only if we have Christ, who's represented by Adam, will we have the church represented by Eve?
因为夏娃是从亚当出来的。
For Eve came out of Adam.
感谢主，罗马约翰福音十二章内告诉我们说，一粒麦子死了就结出许多子粒来。
Thank God that in John 12, that's only if a grain of wheat.
因着主耶稣这个麦子死了，就结出许多生命的子粒，就是我们这些蒙恩的。
Only if a grain of wheat is falls into earth and dies, then they will produce much fruit.
所以圣经告诉我们说呢，或者彼得前书那里告诉我们说呢，因着耶稣基督为我们罪死在十字架上。
That because of in 1 Peter, because Christ died on the cross for us.
他三天又从死里复活，就重生了我们。
That because he was raised on the third day, then we are born again.
所以教会是什么？教会就是我们这些重生得救基督徒。
So what is the church? The church are those who are born again in Christ.
就是我们这些相信主耶稣基督的人。
Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那教会的意义是什么呢
？Then what is the meaning of the church?
圣经从许多方面来说明教会的意义。
There, the Bible puts the church in very different lenses.
这些的意义就说到神在教会身上的一个旨意。
That all these pictures of the church in the Bible show us what's the meaning of the church.
借着这些神的教会的神和基督的一个关系，说明神在我们身上有各种不同的一个表明。
That once we know what's the relationship between Christ and the church, then we'll know how to live out that life.
这些神的这些教会所表明，就是神的心在教会身上所要显出来的一个情形。
And that life would be what God intends for the church to be in our lives.
也是他最终所要成就的旨意。
And that is the will that He wants to accomplish.
所以我们曾经交通到过，教会就是神的家。
We have talked about how the church is the house of God.
是神的居所。
It is His sanctuary.
神住在教会里面。
He lives in the church.
神住在教会当中，与人同在。
He dwells among men.
因为是教会是神的居所，也是他安息的所在。
And because the church is a sanctuary, that's the dwelling place of God.
不仅个人，我们的身体是神的殿，
not,
教会也是神的殿。
Not only are our bodies individually the house of God, but the church is the house of God.
圣经说到教会是神的殿。
That's why the Bible says the church is the house of God.
讲到殿就知道这是一个敬拜侍奉神的。
The sanctuary is where one worships and serves the Lord.
这是就会让我们看见，一方面神的圣殿也是神居住的所在。
That's what the Old Testament shows us, that the temple is the house of God, where He dwells.
但是在就会圣殿更表明，不仅是神的同在在那里，圣殿呢是神聚集神的百姓聚集敬拜侍奉神的一个地方。
The Old Testament shows the temple not as only the place where God dwells, but it's also where the people gather together to worship Him.
所以 说到今天教会成为神的殿，就是目的就是来敬拜侍奉神。
So when we talk about the church as the temple of God, that is where we would gather and serve the Lord.
所以教会不是做其他事务。
The church is not like other things of the world.
教会存在目的就是要敬拜侍奉神。
The main purpose is to serve and worship God.
这是我们上一次过去几次曾经交通过的。
And that's what we covered in our past sharings.
我们也说到教会是基督的身体。
We have said that the church is the body of Christ.
教会是充满万有神所充满的。
It's the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
所以教会像一个器皿，就会充满万有神，今天充满在教会里面。
So it is the vessel in which the divine God is embodied in and fills it.
要借着教会把这个充满万有神丰富，把它彰显出来，表明出来。
Is to express the one who is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
借着基督的身体，教会要把那基督是头。
And since the church is the body of Christ, it expresses the fullness of the head who is Christ. And that is the meaning of the church. And that is the will that He wants to accomplish through the church on earth.
所以我们看到基督和教会可以说整本圣经的主要内容。
And we could say that the Christ and church is the full picture of the Bible.
是神永远旨意的一个中心。
It's the main point of the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们看见原来我们这些蒙恩的儿女，神和我们的关系是这样的，有更深的一个旨意。
Then we could see that there is a higher purpose.Through our life. Then we would want to serve Him more, to pursue Him more. So, what is God now doing on earth today? Because what He wills for the church, He wants to accomplish. You can say that He has only one work on earth, which is to build up the church. God does not have many works. We may think He has many objectives, this and that. But He has only one purpose, which is to build His church. God can do many other works. But all those other works all center about building up the church. So that is the eternal purpose He placed on the church. So that's why the Bible also says that we are His workmanship. But we want to see from the Old Testament, from the construction of the tabernacle, to see how the church today would be constructed. We said last time that if you want to build, you need to have a blueprint. Let's say on earth, if you were to build a building, you would need a blueprint first.
神是根据他的蓝图来建造教会。
And the Lord wants to construct according to that blueprint.
所以我们看见当初神吩咐以色列百姓吩咐摩西说，要为我建造一个圣所，让我可以居住在你们中间。
When the Lord told Moses, construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell within.
所以摩西就照着神所指示那会幕样式来建造会幕。
Thus Moses constructed the sanctuary according to what God commanded.
那个样式不是说画一个图案，到底会幕长得什么样
？That pattern of the tabernacle may not just be a visual pattern.
那个样式呢，是借着神所吩咐的话，把那个样式该有的情形啊说明出来。
But that pattern was through God's words to tell us how to construct that tabernacle.
那就是一个蓝图。
That is the blueprint.
所以摩西就根据天神所指示那会幕样式来建造会幕。
And thus Moses constructed that sanctuary according to what God commanded.
所建造圣殿也有个蓝图。
Likewise, Solomon also constructed the temple according to a blueprint.
大卫说神用亲自用手把那个圣殿的样式呢指示给他。
David said by the hand of the Lord that he was given the words. that will show the pattern of the temple.
然后大卫就把那个圣殿样式的指示给他儿子所罗门。
And thus David took that blueprint, that pattern, and gave it to Solomon, his son.
所罗门就照着神所指示那圣殿样式在建造圣殿。
And thus Solomon built according to the pattern of the temple.
同样，教会也有建造蓝图。
Likewise, the church also has a blueprint.
教会蓝图是什么呢?
What is the blueprint?
教会蓝图就是神所吩咐的话。
The blueprint of the church are the words of God.
正如当初摩西建造会幕的时候，他所蓝图是就是神所吩咐一切的话。
That according to how the tabernacle was built, that was by God's words.
圣殿也是。
Same thing with the temple.
圣殿蓝图就是神在那里指示大卫所说一切建造圣殿的一个的话指示。
The temple was constructed based on the words from David, from God.
说感谢神，神把圣经神的话赐给我们。
We want to thank the Lord that He gave us the Bible, the words of God.
所以整本圣经神的话就是建造圣殿的蓝图。
So the whole Bible is the blueprint for the construction of the church. So when we read the Bible, we would know what is the purpose of the church, how is it built. And then when the church is being built, we'll know what is its right condition. It's all have been pre-recorded here. That is the blueprint.
So
then when we read in the Bible that one day the church will be all built up, what is this condition? That's we can see in Ephesians when it's built up the relationship between Christ and the church.
教会是基督的心腹。
Christ, the church is the wife of the bride of Christ.
到启示录我们可以看见，说到教会羔羊的心腹，那个教会就是羔羊的妻。
And then in Revelation we see that the church is the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
所以我们看见当神的教会被建立起来的时候，就像预备好那个心腹羔羊的妻。
Then when the church is all ready, she is the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
Adorned by wearing the linens of white.
那就是主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他迎娶他的心腹，迎娶他的妻。
That's the church's condition when Christ returns for his bride.
不仅当教会被建造成功的时候，显出来是一个非常荣耀教会。
Not only that, when she's revealed, she's a glorious church.
以弗所书形容那个荣耀教会，就是一个无玷污、无皱纹等那个各样病的，是圣洁的。
Ephesians shows us that the church is holy without blemish. That is the condition in Revelation
19.
That when the church is finished, it shows us the glorious condition of the church. That the wife of the Lamb is ready.
那也告诉我们说，当教会被建造成功以后，就像一座圣城耶路撒冷从天降临。
That when the church is complete, she is also like the holy city, Jerusalem, that comes down from heaven.
这一座圣城荣耀耶路撒冷是怎样情形呢？
What's the condition of the holy city, Jerusalem?
圣经在启示录21章那里描述，那是充满神荣耀。
Revelation 21 says she is full of God's glory.
里面都是金晶，都是宝石，都是碧玉，都是水晶，都是透明的。
Her brilliance was like a costly stone.
感谢主，这是教会最后显出来一个荣耀光景。
She is transparent. This is the glorious condition of the church.
所以圣经在描述那座圣城耶路撒冷的时候，他说有12个门。
That the holy city has 12 gates.
有12个根基。
Has 12 foundations.
12个门那里有12个使徒的名字。
The 12 gates has 12 angels, and they
are apostles.
That they have the names of the children of Israel. Has 12 foundations. The 12 foundations are the 12 apostles. The 12 gates, each one is a pearl.
这是教会最后所显出来的光景，就是圣城荣耀的耶路撒冷。
And this is the condition of the church. She is full of glory and brilliance.
所以用我们看见这些都是已经在圣经里面神的话语里已经启示出来。
And we see her position is fully already laid out in the Bible.
那就是说，这本圣经就是神建造教会的一个蓝图。
And thus we can say that the Bible is the blueprint for the building up of the church.
所以今天我们要说到。教会的建造，我们必须要好好去读神的话。
And we want to then build up the church. We need to carefully study the Word of God.
到底这一个教会被建造的时候，它显出来光景应该是什么样的光景
？So that we would know that when we build up the church, what is the right spiritual condition?
它在建造过程当中有怎样的表现
？That what should be expressed and manifested in the life of the church.
更重要的是说，当这个教会被建造完成。的时候呢，显出来那个光景是怎么样的
？And then finally, when she's fully built, we want to know the condition of the church at the end.
因为都是根据这个蓝图里面所说的话来建造的。
Which has been built according to the blueprint all along.
不仅有蓝图需要根据。
Not only the blueprint, but we also need the foundation.
为什么这个教会最终能够被建造成功呢
？Why is it that the How is it that the church can be built up finally at the end?
因为它是建造在一个磐石的根基上。
It is because it is built on a solid foundation.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
That foundation is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督所成就十字架救赎工作。
It is the work of Jesus Christ, the redemption work on the cross.
所以主耶稣说，我要把我教会建造在磐石上。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus, I will build my church upon the rock.
是阴间的权柄不能胜过的。
And the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
他在十字架上借此败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Because on the cross, through death, he abolished the death. The one who has death, the devil.
然后他就把教会建造在这个巩固不摇动的磐石根基上。
And thus, Christ.Church is built upon the solid foundation.
这个就是为什么教会经过两千年历史，但是经过许多的苦难，经过许多仇敌的攻击破坏。
And that is why, through 2,000 years of persecution, the church could not fail.
教会仍然站住在那里。
Because it is founded upon the solid foundation.
因为它是站在这个稳固磐石根基耶稣基督的身上。
Upon the solid rock of Christ.
是仇敌不能够胜过的。
And the enemy cannot overpower it. The gates of Hades cannot overpower it. Thank the Lord. We need the blueprint. And this blueprint has already showed us what's the full building. Not only you need the blueprints to build, not only you need the foundation on which to build, but when you start building upon the foundation of the church, you need the materials.
这就是当初神吩咐以色列百姓要建造会幕的时候，头一个说到说你们要把要送礼物来。
That's why the first thing that the Lord commands to the building of the church is to raise a contribution for me.
神在那小谕摩西说，你要告诉以色列百姓。当我有送礼物了，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下。
That's why the Lord said, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me from every man's heart who moves him."
所以这些百姓就是把神所要的那些礼物，就是那些材料呢，送到摩西那来归给神。
And thus the children of Israel gave the materials that's needed for the building up of the tabernacle.
这是讲到人的一个奉献。
This speaks of Man's consecration.
然后底下神继续说。
And then it continues.
又当我有造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
That you will construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among you.
当神百姓把礼物、把这些材料送来神面前归给神的时候。
That when all these materials got contributed to the Lord.
神在那里就。把他自己心要建造会幕，要让神住在神百姓当中，这件心向神百姓启示出来。
Then the Lord revealed His heart to have the sanctuary.
啊，底下他说要制造帐幕和其中一切器具，都要照着我所指示的样式。
Then the Lord said that you have to construct the sanctuary according to the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of its furniture.
所以当神把他要住在人当中那个心意表明出来的时候，底下他继续告诉神的百姓说。
Then when this happens,
你们要上面制造帐幕和其中一切器皿，并且照我所指示的样式去造。
That after giving a pattern, then the people can construct it according to God's commands.
在这里就说到神给人的一个托付一个工作。
This speaks of the responsibility entrusted by God to His people.
就是人来说，就是人的一个侍奉。
From man's perspective, this is our consecration, our
office.
So there is a spiritual order, there's a spiritual principle here.
但是当有人在那里有奉献的时候呢？
So once you have man's contribution and consecration,
紧接着神就把他心中的启心中的旨意、心中的奥秘向神的百姓启示出来。
Then you have God's will revealed to that people.
这个神的旨意就是他要住在人的中间。
And God's will is that He wants to dwell among people.
然后，再神就吩咐人说：“你要开始去建造。”
Next, then He tells people that you must construct.
神说：“你要照着我所吩咐一切话，照着我所指示样式来建造会幕和其中。”
That you need to construct according to the words I've commanded you, according to the pattern shown you.
这就是侍奉。
That is offering consecration.
啊，比如说，就是神来说，这是神给人的一个工作，一个托付。
Then you could say that this is the work that God wants us to do.
就是。人来说，这是一个侍奉。
From man's perspective, it is a consecration.
所以从会幕的建造上，我们看见在新约建造也同样的原则。
So from how we see the tabernacle constructed in the Old Testament, the same with the church in the New Testament.
会幕的建造呢，是人先把礼物、把财物送到神面前来奉献给神。
Whereas in the Old Testament tabernacle, first the people must offer a contribution.Of the materials. Once people offer a contribution, then the Lord reveals to them His will. Once people know God's will, which is that God wants to dwell among men, then they can obediently construct the tabernacle according to His command. That is consecration. And in the New Testament, it is exactly the same. The church needs materials to be built up. But we know that the church is not built up in the New Testament based on material goods. It's not based on gold, silver, precious stones, this and that type of yarn and threads.
教会建造材料乃是我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
But the building blocks of the church are us, the precious stones.
所以彼得前书那里告诉我们说，我们来到主面前就像活石。
That's why Peter says that we are living stones.
要被建造成为属灵的宫，属灵的房子。
Built up into a spiritual house.
所以我们看见新约建造不是一个物质的建造。
So it's not a material building up.
新约建造乃是生命的建造，是有生命的东西。
New Testament is a spiritual living building up.
我们是有生命的石头，不像所罗门所建造那个圣殿是没有生命的石头。
We are living stones, unlike the Solomon Temple's non-living stones.
所以教会建造不是一个物质的，不是外面的，乃是一个里面的圣殿建造。
It's not an outward material building up.
所以以弗所书第四章来告诉我们说，建立基督的身体就是教会。
In the New Testament, Ephesians shows that the building up of the church is a spiritual building up.
讲到身体，就表明说这是一个生命的东西。
A building up of the body. When we talk about body, we speak of life.
所以，为什么知道教会建造呢？是一个属于生命的建造。
It is a building up of spiritual life.
这是性质的问题。
This is a matter of life.
今天人们以为讲到教会建造，就是讲到人数非常多，它有聚会地方非常美丽、非常高大，可以坐很多人。
So when people today talk about building up the church, they may talk about filling the seats in the church building or getting more members.
人以为这些就是建造教会建造。
Humans think that this is building up the church.
但是我们去读神的话，读建造蓝图的时候，神没有讲到这些东西。
But when we go to the blueprint, when we go to the Bible, that's not how God sees it.
神的蓝图，神的话里面只告诉我们说，这是建造基督的身体。
God's blueprint is that we are going to be building up the body of Christ.
是一个性质的问题。
It's a matter of life.
我们在哥林多前书第三章，保罗也讲到一种建造。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul speaks about a building up.
他是讲到建造个人的工程。
It's talking about building up each man's work.
个人的工程就是个人的服事。
Each man's work speaks of each person's service or ministry. And that foundation is also Christ himself. He asks, what do people build his own work upon? What materials do they use for service? Some people use gold, silver, precious stones. Others use wood, hay, straw.
这些材料都是讲到性质的问题。
That these materials speak of life, quality.
意思就是说，我们建造个人的工程，我们的服饰，我们工作内容到底是怎么材，是怎样材料
？What quality? What materials are you using to build up the church? What type of material?
那个性质是什么
？What's the quality of the material you're using to build?
保罗说，有一天有活试验要试验个人的工程。
That one day fire will test each man's work.
有些工程火来说就被烧给掉了。
That there are some people's materials would be burned up.
那就是那些那个草木和屑的东西。
That is if you were building with wood, hay, straw.
不管你草木和屑多大，多少。
No matter how incredible you're building with wood, hay, and straw.
火一来的话，什么都烧光光的。
One day when it's tested by fire, the fire will consume that work.
但是都是用金银宝石来建造的话，经过火试验以后，它不会受毁坏，它能存留住。
However, if you're building with gold, silver, and precious stones, when the fire comes to test it, it will endure.
那就是它的服事要存到永远。
Then that service will be kept for eternity.
如果它存得住的话，那就得赏赐。
Then if that work is preserved, you will gain a reward.
所以我们看见圣经一再告诉我们，这个建造这个服事一直重在性质的问题。
So that's why it really matters what principles you are building on.
不是重在外面大小问题。
It's not about outwardly how big or small.
所以我们今天我们在那建造个人工程的时候，我们是根据什么来建造，用什么来建造
？So we want to ask, what are you building for the service?
我们是在血气里面，甚至在肉体里面吗
？Are we building according to one's own flesh?
还是只是一点宗教热忱就是了？
Some religious fervor is what makes you want to build.
还是凭着一些人的聪明才干能力来服事
？Or is it we're building upon man's wisdom and ways?
先说到我们服事呢，是在灵的里面，在信心的里面。
Instead, we should be building according to the Spirit, according to life.
那是在生命的感觉，高油涂抹里面来侍奉。
It is building according to the anointing, the sense of life.
有什么这些侍奉、这些工程，有一天火要来试验我们。
One day, man's work will be tested by fire.
若是在灵的里面，在信心的里面，这一切经过火试验，它能存留住。
So, if you have building according to the Spirit.That work will endure.
所以我们看见我们地上的服事工作，我们都要经过时间来考验的。
So we'll see that one's work will be tested by time.
有时候还不需要到永远到主再来的时候，好像时间一过，好像我们所做的事情好像就未无有呀。
That one's work in ministry doesn't necessarily have to wait until the judgment day.
但是我们看见有些人的服事
，some people's work.
一直存留到今天，我们一直可以享受他们所服事带出来的果效。
Will not stand the test of time, whereas other people's work will stand the testing of eternity.
经得起时间的考验，经得起环境的考验。
The over time, over difficulties.
有时候我们常说，我们诗本是在很多诗本，很多诗歌非常好听，是不是
？We know that there's some hymns that are very nice on the ears.
但是我们在知道，在基教里面。有时候好像有些诗歌，被人家创造出来的时候，也流行一阵子。
There are some Christian hymns that are quick fads.
我像是想不起来，以前好像有一首诗歌，好像蛮流行的，也很好唱，听起来像也蛮好听的。
I forgot about this hymn that sounded nice.
大概二三十年前，那时候三十几年流行。
That was very popular.
弟兄姊妹好像喜欢这首。
And brothers and sisters enjoy singing it.
有时候福音聚会唱，都是大部分需要唱。
That we sometimes sing at our gospel meetings.
唱那个是好像野地里花什么，对不对？ 你就唱过了，你唱一下，来来唱过，很好听是不是？调子很好听。
Have you heard of this hymn? It sounds pretty nice.
现在谁在唱？
Now who is singing it these days?
面前，但还有人在唱，我相信。
I trust that some people are singing the hymn that our brother just sang.
但是有几个人在唱。
But who else is singing it?
时间就把这些筛掉了。
Time has erased that hymn.
没有存留下。
That it has little value.
所以经常还有一些分辨能力。
So we want to have a discerning spirit.
你看我们诗本里面都是一百年、两百年存留到如今，甚至是非常喜欢唱。
But the hymn that's collected in our hymnal has been preserved through time. So man's work of service needs to go through the test of time. What is considered eternal, what's considered temporal?
So we see that when we build the hymnal, God's first requirement is to bring the gift.
And thus when the Lord is building a sanctuary,He wanted people to consecrate, to offer a contribution, to contribute the materials. Brothers and sisters, when we look at the New Testament, there's the same principle. We mentioned Romans 12.
我们知道罗马书从第一章到十一章呢，是讲到神的福音。
We know that from Romans 1 to 11, that is the gospel of God.
因此，主耶稣基督的福音，我们这些罪人因信称义，不仅称义，还成圣，还得荣耀。
And because that we have been, because the gospel talks about we are justified by faith, and then we are glorified.
啊，从第九章到十一章，能说是插进去一段。
Then from chapters 9 to 11, that's almost like an interlude.
那是讲到以色列百姓在神救赎的工作当中，他们所扮演的角色是什么
？It's about God's purpose for the children of Israel in the gospel.
因为他们拒绝主耶稣，不相信福音的缘故，就救恩就临到外邦人。
Because Israel rejected the Lord Jesus, then the gospel went to the Gentiles.
但是感谢神，神没有离弃他和列祖所立的约。
However, thank the Lord, God did not abandon His people.
有一天，神要把这个摘下橄榄树。
One day the tree will be regrafted. That the whole house of Israel will be saved. Then, after speaking from Romans 1 to 11 about the gospel, Paul begins chapter 12 about the brethren, that the brothers and sisters will begin to serve, begin entering spiritual life. The first topic that Paul then talks about is consecration. He says that by the mercies of God, I implore you to offer your bodies a holy and living sacrifice.That the first thing that Paul talks about is consecration.
就像当初神在吩咐摩西说，你要告诉以色列百姓把那些礼物送来。
Just like God told Moses to have the people bring in their contribution.
把那些材料奉献给我。
To get the materials offered to him.
然后底下神就把他心意要。住在人当中，要有个会幕住在他们当中，这件事情就把它再次的表明出来。
Then after people offered, then the Lord revealed to the people His will, His desire to live among them.
所以罗马书第十二章，当保罗先讲要把自己当作活祭献给神以后。
Then likewise in Romans 12 in the New Testament, when Paul talks to the people to offer their bodies a holy and living sacrifice.
然后他就说：“你们就不会效法世界，你们就能够明白神存钱那个可喜悦的旨意。”
Then one will know what the perfect will of God is.
就像当初建造会幕的时候，因着人奉献在前面，然后神就把他心意向人打开。
Just as in the tabernacle case, where you first have consecration, then you have the revealing of His will.
然后罗马书。 那里让你看见一个把自己奉献给神的人，在那里神就把他心意向他打开，他就明白神的旨意是什么。
Then likewise, in the New Testament in Romans, you first have consecration and then the revealing of God's will.
用什么？这是神说话一个次序。
This is the principle of how God works.
所以一个人就是没有把自己奉献给神。
If you have not offered yourself to God,
神就不会向人打开他的心意。
Then the Lord will not open up His will to you.
因为神向一个没有奉献给他的人，神怎么把他心意向他打开？
How can the Lord reveal His will to someone who has not consecrated himself fully to Him?
即使神把他心意向人打开，人也不会照着神的心意生活去侍奉。
Because even if the Lord revealed His will to an unconsecrated person, that person will not follow through and live obediently.
除非一个人先把自己奉献给神。
Unless a person first consecrated himself to the Lord.
从前旧约百姓他们是奉献物质的材料。
That in the past, in the Old Testament, they offered material things.
今天我们是把我们这些生命的材料献给神。
But today we present holy and living materials.
你会说，我们奉献不是为了做传道。
When our hymn leading brother first opened us up, he said,
我们在奉献的时候呢，是要站来承认，我们这些人都是主重价所买出来归给你的人。
We consecrate ourselves to them because God first redeemed us.
我们是你的仆人。
We are your bondservants.
我们是属乎你的。
We belong to you.
我们今天有个身份，就是一个属主的人，不在属世界。
We now belong to the Lord and not to the world.
我们在神面前有这样态度，说这样的人，这位主他就愿意把他自己所要做的事情，他做工，他直接向我们打开。
And if we have this attitude, then the Lord willingly shows us what He wants for us to do.
因为我们承认我们是属他，我们是他的仆人。
Because we acknowledge we are His.
他吩咐什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever He says, we will then do.
用什么？若是一个没有奉献的人，神告诉他许多事情。
However, one who has not consecrated himself to God, he is his own person, and what God says to him, he will not follow
through.
And that's why God will not reveal his will to them. And well, we know that consecration is not a one-off thing, it's a daily, continual thing. And the more one offers, the more God reveals to him.
一个奉献极少的人，神可能就一点点让他知道一些东西就是了。
But if you hold back your consecration, then the Lord also holds back on.
一个不奉献的人，神可能像是封闭的。
That to someone who has not consecrated themselves, they are like a closed system.
为什么看见今天有些前辈弟兄，为什么他们对主的心意明白那么多、那么丰富呢
？To the brothers and sisters who came before us, why did God reveal so much to them?
因为他们奉献比较多。
The reason is because they gave themselves fully.
把自己交托给主更多。
They gave more of themselves to the Lord.
自然而然，主就愿意把他的心意向他们打开。
And that's the reason why God reveals His heart and will to them.
用什么？有时候我们常常觉得说，我也是盼望知道神旨意是什么。
Sometimes we'll say, I long to know God's will for me.
但是为什么好像弄来弄去，神的旨意是什么搞不清楚
？But it seems like after we thought about it for a while, we still are confused.
问题不在神那里。
The problem is not on God's side.
问题乃是我们是不是一个奉献的人。
The problem is whether we are a people consecrated.
我们是不是承认说，主你是我的主人，我是你的仆人。
Do we say to the Lord, "You are my master, and I am your servant"?
我愿意顺从你的话。
I am willing to obey your words.
我愿意照着你的旨意行。
That I want to walk according to your way.
弟兄姊妹，若是我有这样的态度，有这样的心的话，你的话就慢慢你就知道。
Now, once you have this attitude, you'll find out that one will gradually know God's will.
So, we can see one person, God's will, let him understand God's will is what.
That once one person consecrates himself, then he'll know the will of God. That the Lord wants to dwell among us. Then his eternal purpose will be opened up to us.That Galatians says God is pleased to reveal Himself to us.
神实在很喜欢把他自己儿子向人打开，让人更多认识他儿子。
The Lord is pleased to reveal His Son in us.
但关键在我们是不是一个奉献的人。
But the problem is, are you a consecrated person?
不是, 我不是个奉献的人, 神要把他儿子启示给人, 好像神里面如何走?
If not, then how can God reveal His Son in us?
弟兄姊妹,
This is the condition of many brothers and sisters.
不是我们知道我们是众将买赎回来归给他的，不再是自己的人。
If we know that we have been redeemed by Him, we no longer live for ourselves.
我们生活，我们侍奉一定会不一样。
Then our life, our service will be different.
这就带出第三点。
And now we come to our third point.
当人在那里心有奉献。
After people consecrated,
神就把他心意向人打开。
Then the Lord reveals His will. Namely, that God wants to dwell among men. That is His eternal purpose. How will God's eternal purpose be fulfilled in among people? How would the Lord dwell among His people?
就当时，摩西，这个会幕到底怎么样才能建成呢？
How will the tabernacle be constructed?
让神可以住在其中，然后在那里与神的百姓同住同在。
Where God can dwell among His people and they dwell with Him.
因为人已经心有奉献。
It is because of consecration.
神就把他这个旨意向他们打开。
That is why God can give them His will.
神的旨意怎么样成就在他们当中？
Then how can God's will be fulfilled in among His people?
神继续说。
He continues to say,
他说要制造帐幕和其中的器具，都要照着所指示的样式。
That you need to construct the sanctuary according to the pattern.
在这里开始有一个建造。
That now there is a construction.
神把他的工作，把他的工作托付给神的百姓，托付给人。
And thus he gives the construction of responsibility entrusted to people.
在那里才有真正的服侍。
Now becomes true service.
所以关键仍然在头一个奉献。
But the starting point is consecration.
一个人都是没有奉献这件事情。
If a person does not have consecration,
就不可能有神继续说让他住在人中间这件事情。
Then it's impossible for God to say, I want to dwell among you.
那更不会有后面建造的事情。
And then even more impossible for a construction of a tabernacle.
他不可能照着神所吩咐的所指示的样式去建造会幕。
Then how could this person even continue to construct a tabernacle according to his will?
那就说人就没有真正的侍奉。
That's to say, that first person didn't have consecration. Sometimes we say that this is a consecration and that thing is a consecration. But from our attitude, we know whether you are a consecrated person. A consecrated person has a different attitude. He knows that he's not a free person. That whatever he wants to do, he can do. It's not wherever he wants to go, he can go. He knows that he's not his own master. He is now a bondservant of the Lord. But look at the condition of the church today. That when people serve the Lord today, they do it willy-nilly. It's very random. That when only when it's convenient, I'll do it, but if it's not convenient, I'll don't do it. But is this the attitude of a bondservant? But a true bondservant would not act like that. But he or she knows that if he's been entrusted with a responsibility, he knows he has to do it. That this person is now redeemed, now belongs to a new master. So true service begins with true consecration.
当他开始以侍奉的时候，他是照着神所说出来的话，所吩咐一切的话来建造这个会。
Then they can build the sanctuary according to what God has commanded.
他就不是凭他自己想象在那服侍在那做这做那。
Then he will not serve and construct based on his own thoughts.
他都是根据神所说的话。
But according to the words spoken by God.
因为可能这是我们看见历史以来许多前面圣徒他们侍奉的态度。
And that is the attitude of the generations before us. Those.
为什么他们严谨呢？
Why is it that they are so diligent? Why is it they are so devoted when other people can do something they refuse to do? It's not that those things are what people think are good and useful, but if those things are not what the Lord wants. But those things are not part of the blueprint. I was reading in Friday of Matthew 15.
不仅当耶稣在地上说犹太人当中有许多人的遗传。
Oh, that there are a lot of traditions among people, the Jewish people.
那些文士他们是解释神律法一般的。
That the scribes may exposit the word in one way.
那些文士可能就是在巴比贝的时候呢兴起来的一般的。
That during the exile of Babylon, they are a very special group of people, these scribes. So Isaiah. Oh, Ezekiel is one of them. Oh, Ezra. Oh, Ezra. Ezra is one of the scribes. And he was able to teach the law of God. That how the people can then apply the word of God to life. So then Ezra taught the people according to the word. For example, the Lord raised an example in Matthew 15, you must honor your parents.
那些文士反映上说，我要给父母那些奉献已经奉献了给神了。
And the scribes will say, I have already given that gift offering.
那意思是说，我现在已经不需要负责父母了，不需要孝敬他们。
As if they don't really need to serve the parents anymore because they gave this gift offering.It's as if they thought of themselves as more holy for giving this offering. But Lord Jesus says that you have given people this tradition. The Lord's commandment is you must honor your parents.
But those who are in the Bible say that
But the Pharisees and scribes says, if you already offered that to the Lord, then why do you have to take care of your parents? That's because you have hold on to the tradition, you lost sight of what's God's will. Same thing, not only in Jesus' time there were many traditions. But those Jewish traditions continue to this day. I heard that in New York City, Jewish people tend not to press the button for the elevator. That on the Sabbath, they want to be a holy people. And thus they don't want to violate the commandment that on the day of the Sabbath, you should not do any work. And thus they exposit that text as tradition. Likewise, in today's church, there's many traditions. But they are not according to God's will, according to the blueprint of His Word.So when someone offers themselves to the Lord, then the Lord gladly reveals to them His will. That then the people can accomplish God's will, which is Him living among us. Then the people can live can construct the sanctuary so that God can dwell
in
them. Then God can give the sanctuary pattern to his people. So then according to the pattern of his words, the people can construct the sanctuary. And when we come to the end of Exodus where they are building the sanctuary,
建造一段的时候,
that there is a phrase that's repeated. Once the tabernacle was completed, there's this phrase that says, and they did according to all God commanded. According to the words that God has commanded to Moses. That when the tabernacle was built up, it says those same phrase. According to the words that God commanded Moses. And that's why it's all according to the pattern shown to them. And once the tabernacle is built, then God's purpose, His will, is accomplished among His people. Then God can dwell among His people. And likewise in the New Testament church. Thank the Lord. I believe that whenever someone has been saved, they have a desire to serve the Lord. But how do we have true worship? How do we have the true work of service? Before you know how to serve, you need to know what work God is
doing.
What the will of God
is.
If you don't know God's will, how do you know how to serve? Then how is it that we can know God's will? Then we need to return to the original principle, which is that we need to first consecrate ourselves to God. This is an unchangeable spiritual principle. Some of the elderly brothers
used to tell me
that if we want to serve the Lord, if you have not passed through the door of consecration, then forget about anything else that
follows.
If you do not enter through consecration, you say you want to obey God's will, you want to walk in His ways, then you have nowhere to go. If you want to be entrusted with the Lord's responsibility, but God won't do that. But if you want God to entrust responsibility to you, you need to first consecrate yourself. God wants to know that this is a person with an attitude to want to walk in His way. That this is a person who is obedient and fully consecrated to Him. And that is why consecration is so important in our lives. Not to say that if we consecrate ourselves to God, all our issues and problems of life disappear. But the consecration is a step in a series of gradual steps. But there is a direction, a goal. We want to consecrate ourselves to God. That He would have full reign and authority in our lives. Because we have been redeemed at a great price. So how does Paul say that we must present our bodies as a holy and living sacrifice acceptable to God? He says, I implore you by the mercies of God. The reason why someone consecrates themselves is because of the mercies of God. It is God's love that controls us.
这个人不再为自己而活了，是为那死而复活。
Of the love of Christ that controls us, so that we no longer live for ourselves.
只有神的爱、基督爱充满在我们里面，我们才乐意把自己奉献给神。
That's only because of the love of Christ that fills us that we want to offer ourselves.
这个爱是十字架爱。
This love is the love of the cross.
这个爱是永远不改变的。
That eternal, unchangeable love.
用什么感谢主？我们今天已经多多少少。享受到这个爱。
Thank the Lord that all of us has touched this love.
但是可能我们刚开始的时候，不过是享受一点就是了。
And we're new believers, we tasted a little bit.
这可能我们奉献是一点点就是了。
And we might have just offered a little bit of ourselves.
但是随着继续往前的时候，我们经历主的爱更多的时候。
But as we grow as a Christian and we experience more of God's love.
我们就自然。愿意更多奉献给他。
Then naturally we want to offer ourselves more to him.
我们就能更多明白他的旨意。
Then we'll gradually know more of his will.
有什么？这是一生要学习。
This is the lesson we must learn throughout our life.
除非我们把自己奉献给神。
Unless we consecrate ourselves to God.
这是一个关键。
This is the spiritual principle.
当我们经过这个奉献关以后，我们才真正走在一个属灵的道路上。
That after going through the door of consecration, we can then walk in God's will.
我们才能明白神的旨意是什么。
We know His will.
我们才知道，我们才能真正进到侍奉里面。
Then we'll be able to enter into the true lesson of consecration.
可是我们不是一个奉献的人。
But for an unconsecrated person,
我们许多服事可能都是凭我们自己想象，凭我们自己的想法。
Then all our ministry, all our services, according to our own ways, our own thoughts.
不是神借着他话所启示出来的话。
It's not according to the blueprint revealed in His word.
只有奉献给神的人。
But only a person consecrated to God.
神愿意把他自己更多启示给我们。
Then God is willing to show you His will.
神愿意把他的旨意更多显明给我们。
God is glad to reveal more of His will to us.
我们就知道神今天在地上所要做的工作是什么。
Then we will know what's God's purpose on earth.
我们就按着他的旨意，按着他的吩咐，在地上就有了侍奉。
Then according to God's grace and mercy, we'll be able to serve.
我们就知道如何在地上过生活。
Then we'll know how to live our lives upon the earth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是神的话，圣经里所让我看见的。
This is what we see in His word.
这是建造教会这个蓝图。
This is the blueprint for which God will build His church.
求主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
当我们怎样明白神的话，需要圣灵的启示。
That if you want to know His word, you need the revelation by the Spirit.
圣灵把神的旨意启示到里面。
That His Spirit would reveal His word within us.
不是凭着我们的聪明才干。
Not according to our own wisdom or intelligence.
是圣灵把他自己向我们打开。
But it's the Spirit that reveals.
因为我们愿意把自己奉献给他，我们愿意做一个顺命的儿女，做一个束缚他的一个仆人。
If we are willing to be a servant that consecrates all to Him,
好像他的旨意能够成就，应验在教会当中。
So that His will may be accomplished in the church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是神对教会所定那永远荣耀之意。
This is the eternal purpose that God has entrusted to the church.
所以我们今天看教会建造，不是从今天地上教的光景来看，不是从眼自己的眼光来看。
So when we look at the church, let's not look at it with worldly eyes, physical eyes.
我们需要回到圣经里面。
Let's go back to the Bible.
神回到神的话。
And go back to His word.
因为圣经就是神建造教会的蓝图。
Because the word of God is the blueprint by which the church will be built.
让求主恩待我们。
May the Lord break up
guys. 让我们能够成为，就是每一个人都成为一个奉献的人。
May we all be consecrated people.
将自己身体当作活祭献给他。
Present your bodies as a holy and living sacrifice.
一生以照他的旨意活在地上。
That we would follow His will to live upon this earth.
照他的旨意来服侍他，来建造他的教会。
That we will serve Him and build up His church.
张老师，
我们 share a hill here.
May
the brother close us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and have a word of prayer together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
主啊，我们真是愿意来跟随你建造我们的这个教会。
Lord, we're truly willing to follow after you and to build up your church.
我们愿意把我们自己完全的摆上。
You are willing to give you our all.
让我们能够真的是呢，在你的里面能够完全的顺服。
So that we would be completely obedient to you.
这样你刚才你的话才能向我们原完全的启示。
So that your word would be completely revealed to us.
这样我们才能建造一个得你喜悦、得你荣耀的教会。
So that we would be a church that brings you glory and which you are pleased in.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Praise the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.